Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's Friday the 13th, a day when all manner of catastrophes are bound to happen, or not, depending on how superstitious you are. Is this an Irish thing or something we've imported from elsewhere? Dr. Kelly Fitzgerald, head of the UCD School of Celtic Studies and Folklore, has been courageous enough to agree to an interview today. Good afternoon, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. Is there any part of Irish culture in this Friday the 13th thing?
Well, it's interesting because it's not really a strong thing in Irish tradition. But what's interesting, how it's seen today as Friday the 13th being an auspicious day because of Judas as the 13th apostle and the crucifixion.
Crucifixion.
On a Friday. So it's almost like Irish tradition, things that you would find in Irish tradition have been able to be projected onto perhaps a larger tradition that we really see more in the Anglo kind of world today.
Yeah. So it does it come originally from Judas and the 13th apostle and all that?
We don't know. This is the problem, Sean. This is the problem with all our belief systems. You know, the problem is by the time we want to understand them, the beginning of it is lost. So that's projected a bit onto it. But I think it's more that thing around numbers and how people engage with numbers or think about numbers, lucky numbers. And 12 is such a wonderful number. And it's such a well-rounded, it's very concise. It breaks up very well into threes and fours, 12 months of the year, the constellations of 12, all of that. That 13 is just this kind of awkward number that comes after it.
Right. Okay. So is that really kind of an idea from numerology that there's something inherently wrong with 13 itself?
It could be, yes. And similar to numbers that do well in numerology, like threes and sevens and nines. So that can be a part of it as well. And just again, aspects of tarot cards, 13 is not great in tarot. So think of it again in the 19th century when the rise of the occult and tarot card readings become larger in the kind of European, pan-European world as well. So it could come in that way. And then interestingly, in America, there was a group set up of men. This sounds so male. They wanted to set up a club to fight against 13. So they kind of embraced the badness that this day could bring you. And that brought more attention to the number 13 as well.
Okay. So were they pro 13 or anti 13?
Well, they were like, we're not going to care about it. We're coming together. We're better than 13. It sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But, this is all talking about culture. So yes, and I think then if you think, of course, in pop culture, of course, the Friday the 13th films in more recent years have again instilled this sense of this is a bad day. Ill luck could happen to you on this day. Be careful. I mean, in all of my field work, I've never come across someone saying they really believed that Friday the 13th was a very bad day. Mm. But all of us kind of, it's a bit of fun. It's a bit of, oh, notice what today's date is. What's going to happen? You know, again, I think we have a little bit more amusement or entertainment with it today.
Yeah. No, but would it be fair to say there might be two separate ideas there? And ideas about the number 13 and then ideas,
yes,
about the day Friday, which kind of coalesced at some point. What's wrong,
yes,
with the, what's wrong with the Friday?
Actually, Friday is usually seen as being a very good day. It's just, again, Christ was crucified on a Friday.
Ah.
So it's a bad day because of that. So that is how that can be connected. But other than that, like if you think of it, you know, a child that's born on Friday is kind and care, you know, one of those rhymes go with it. So no, and we love Fridays, don't we? As a culture, we,
yeah,
love Fridays. So is it kind of one day that sticks out after many others that isn't such a great Friday? I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, the numerology is one thing, because think of it, like think of it, the car industry here in Ireland, when we were coming up to 2013, that's when they split the years into one, the first half and the second half. So you never have to see 13 as the first number of a car. Particularly think of it, 2013, we were coming out of the recession. So car sales were very cautious about anything that would make someone not want to buy a car that year.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So now when you notice, you'll see the first half. Think of it now. It's the first half or the second half of the years on all the car registrations. And that, so that wasn't coming from the folk as folklore. That's coming from obviously the car sector registration, that kind of thing. They were preparing for fear that people wouldn't want a number 13 license plate number.
Right. So they'd be okay if it was 131 or 132.
Exactly. Correct.
That's mad. That's completely mad. But it would still be the case that, like, hotels don't have a room 13 or even a 13th floor.
Exactly. Now, I grew up in Chicago. I never saw a 13th floor growing up anywhere. And funnily enough, of course, how many floors in Ireland go to the 13th? But that's another story. So again, you could see a floor just going from 12 to 14 and you don't even question it when you grew up with it. Or you might have a 12A floor and then it goes to 14. So yes, they would do things to kind of break that up for fear. So again, it's kind of interesting. Who knows if people actually are afraid of 13 or not? Unless you carry out the field work, you don't know. But society has kind of seen it as this kind of meta superstitious belief that this is something that people are afraid of.
Yeah. Well, have you ever thought about the psychology of this? Whether it's Friday the 13th or anything. There's this, you know, is it instinctive? Is it something to do with that, you know, the way we evolved as creatures and its threat pattern recognition or something?
Well, it could be. I mean, is that it? Do, you know, the core, you know, an early way of looking at beliefs is beliefs are man's way of controlling the environment he lives in. So if you know it's Friday the 13th and you know it's going to be a bad day, you're prepared for that already. You know, so again, there's that sense of control that can come into that. You know, it's a day that you're not expecting much so that, you know, you just kind of keep to yourself and hope you can get through it. But this could happen for all sorts of things, of how you either bring luck to oneself or how you're warding off bad luck or ill luck and how you look at the calendar. And it also breaks up the monotony of the calendar. You know, again, this isn't a day that comes often. Other days of the year, we kind of look towards them, what they bring us together. There's loads of reasons why we do this. And think of how boring life would be if we didn't have any of this.
Yeah, one texter says, one of our listeners says that hospitals don't have a bed 13.
Oh, see, again, similar, that would make sense. Again, that
places of science and reason don't have a bed 13, just to be on the safe side.
Again, but imagine you're a nurse and you're a patient in bed 13 and you're thinking you're getting bad treatment or things aren't going to go well for you because you're in this bed. It's like a preempting of belief before belief actually happens.
But would there be places, parts of the world where Friday is a lucky day or 13 is a lucky number?
It can be. Now, it's interesting. Some cultures see 13, like in Asian cultures, I think number 4 is an unlucky number. Again, it's coming after that really wonderful 3. So that could be similar to that 12 to 13. But we also see, because it's perceived in tradition, traditional societies always see there's like a limited amount of good. So if so much bad has happened on 13, there must be good that comes from it as well. So we see 13 can be used as a lucky number that's countering all the badness that happened on that number.
Kelly, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Kelly Fitzgerald there, head of the UCD School of Celtic Studies and Folklore.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.